Hello there. On First Alert, meteorologist Garrett Biedenball from the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. A 10 on the WOKV weather meter today. After starting off in the 50s and 60s, we'll make it back into the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Inland, low 70s closer to the coast. A little bit of an onshore wind keeps us cooler, so to speak, at our beaches with a moderate rip current risk at our local coastline as well. But today, not too bad. In the mid to upper 70s inland, we are tracking that very high oak pollen. Not at its peak yet either, by the way. That comes over the next 1 to 2 weeks. It should be peaking there over the next 1 to 2 weeks here with the oak pollen, pine pollen pretty much going away, and cedar down as well. So again, the oak pollen is what's getting you if you are suffering from allergies right now, especially with the breezy day yesterday that was blowing around and covering your cars, driveways, everything like that with the behind the cold front, that breeze picking up. So we're back to the mid to upper 70s today, so mild temperatures. Still tracking the pollen, mostly clear tonight, dropping down into the 60s for your dinner plans and down to the mid to upper 50s by tomorrow morning. Friday, we're partly cloudy. Highs will be in the mid 70s again, but we are dry to start the weekend. 70s to 60s for nighttime plans Friday night, but again, dry and mostly clear to partly cloudy. For your Saturday, we start off dry for the weekend, but we'll turn mostly cloudy through the day. Low 80s in the afternoon, so warm and above average, about 9 to 10 degrees above average for this time of year for Saturday. We won't be tracking for you an approaching cold front and a few showers breaking out ahead of that, it appears. That's late in the afternoon and into the early evening. A few strong thunderstorms possible, especially near and south of I-10 and north of I-10 as well for northeast Florida. We'll be tracking that for Saturday night on First Alert Doppler HD with the latest timing. Something we'll be updating over the next 24 to 36 hours as we await that next cold front. But be weather aware for Saturday night, especially for the potential for some strong storms. And then those showers and rumbles of thunder linger into the early morning hours of Sunday for near and after sunrise, trying to dry it out by mid-morning for a dry lunchtime on Sunday. We'll be back down to the low 70s for high temperatures on Sunday, too. So about 10 degrees cooler by Sunday from Saturday's high of the low 80s. Well, we are mostly sunny, starting out in the upper 40s to low 50s Monday morning. So a little bit cooler behind that front. Highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees for Monday as we start next work week. So again, pollen sufferers still got it going on with the oak pollen here over the next 1 to 2 weeks or so before we peak and then begin going down from that. So we'll be tracking it for you here at the First Alert Weather Center, but enjoy the mostly sunny sky and the 10 of the WOKV weather meter today. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball for 104.5 WOKV.